Chapter 90. They drove up to their home with a different kind of anticipation. This one was mixed with a solid dose of trepidation. Ron reminded as they rode, "Something always goes wrong. Let's try to take it in stride." Things looked normal from the driveway. Angel's car was by the barn. Keith started barking as soon as he heard their car. He charged down the stairs, his long, straight, thin tail whipping his hips with the enthusiasm of the wags. They dropped their bags and crouched down. Keats was licking Ron's face and whimpering. Then he went to Celeste, and she tried to say no licking, but he totally ignored her. Then he was back to Ron for round two. Angel came out alongside the barn, called out a welcome home. She walked up to them, looking happy and strong, and said, "Schitzelot killed a chicken and ate it." Ron held him by the sides of his face and looked into the dog's eyes. "Did you really kill a chicken?" Celeste was feeling nauseous at the thought that Keats had just been licking her face. "How's the week gone?" "Quiet. Dad gets a lot of phone calls and, oh, I broke the lawnmower." "Why were you using the lawnmower at this time of year?" It was fall. Ron had parlayed teacher's convention and some vacation days to carve out a week before the holiday season started. "I was trying to grind up what was left of the chicken from the mess that it made on the lawn," said Angel matter-of-factly. Celeste felt like she might vomit now. "Oh, and I'm pretty sure the washing machine is broken." Celeste stared down at the packed valises. They had overpacked as usual, and everything that they brought would have to be washed or cleaned. "Did Keats get sick?" said Ron. "I thought he might when Keats bit off its head, but he was fine," said Angel. "I have to use the bathroom," said Celeste. She went in the door, tried not to look into her laundry room, walked upstairs, found everything shining immaculately, walked into her perfectly clean bathroom, and vomited. Ron continued to ask questions about Keith's health. "Has he been eating regularly?" Knowing she had gotten her mother, she decided to give Ron a try. "Well, he didn't eat much more that day. Drank a lot. You know he's too fat, right, Dad?" "He's still growing," defended Ron. "Seems to me he's just growing fatter." Ron smiled and hugged Keats more. She wasn't entirely incorrect, but he wasn't sure that he knew what a full-grown Irish water spaniel should look like, and he was sure that Angel did not. "Everything else go okay?" Angel showed a feeling that mixed mild exasperation with the knowledge that he cared, but maybe he only cared because she was at his place, and he didn't want anything more to go wrong with her while she was at his home. "How did it feel to be staying out here again?" "It was good. I saw some old friends, you know, Dad. It's really beautiful out here. There's just nothing for me to do around here." They embraced. She hugged him hard. It had started when she was a little girl, and he would say, "Hug me harder and show me how strong you are." He'd said it so many times back then, and she just did it automatically now. "What's wrong with the washing machine?" said Ron. "I don't know. It just stopped and wouldn't even drain. I was washing my tent from when I went camping."